Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Gotta pick it up. Don't have to be like one in this list or even probably five in this list, but upper half for sure. Maurice Jones-Drew, NFL.com, ranked his 32 starting running backs in the NFL. Okay, so these are the starters or the presumed starters and where they would rank in the hierarchy. And hit Clyde Edwards-Helaire at 27. So 27th out of the 32 starting running backs in the NFL. Again, I don't think they need when you have Patrick Mahomes to be the number one running team. But give me top half at least. Like, be effective at that position. Like, Derrick Henry's number one. Okay, get it, right?
He's a beast.
They need him, right? Jonathan
Taylor.
Saw him
on the streets of Miami that day. How big was he getting out of that car?
Massive.
At the Super Bowl. My God.
His, what are these called? Traps.
Traps.
Oh my gosh.
The world's largest traps. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen bigger traps
no,
on something?
No.
I mean, unbelievable. No. Yeah.
He was cut like a V.
Oh my God. It was just like.
And his legs weren't small either, but he was cut like a V. Massive, massive, massive man.
Why would you get in his way if he was coming at you full speed?
Jonathan Taylor, okay, need to run. Nick Chubb, okay, need to run. Dalvin Cook, yeah, I think that team needs to run too. Ezekiel Elliott, yeah, probably still need to run. But yeah, give me top 10. Like, if you were like, I'd feel pretty good if like your running back was, I don't know, number 8, Austin Eckler.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a perfect back for the Chiefs system, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So I think they're going to be okay by committee again this year. I think the combinations that they can put on the field at running back will be satisfying, but Clyde Edwards-Helaire being 27th, unfortunately feels about right.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it was better than that. They point out he averaged 113.7 scrimmage yards per game in his first 6 career games, like off to a great start. 62.6 cents.
Yeah.
Half since the opening 6 games. That's not a great trend. We know he's been hurt. It's a big season for him and a big season for the run game. Can he continue to do by committee year in and year out?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I mean, it's worked. It really has. I mean, they won a Super Bowl with Damian Williams, who should have been the MVP that, is barely registering on the radar screen anymore. Now,
Falcon,
it's been a couple of years. But, I mean, I don't think the Chiefs necessarily need that name running back. I mean, Isaiah Pacheco is the one to look at now, the 7th round running back who's just fallen through the cracks because people didn't do their homework, as we talked about last week.
I'm hesitant. That feels like a training camp guy.
It could be.
Training camp, we're going to love him in training camp. And he's got 3 other bodies to climb over.
Yeah, we'll see.
You know what I mean? Like,
does he? I don't know. Maybe not. We'll see. I mean, I wouldn't hold him back just because he's a rookie. This isn't baseball,
but if he
Josh.
But if he returns and gives you some spot duty, that's fine.
You're
I just feel like
that?
I just feel like at this point I'm thinking he's probably a you're going to fall in love with a training camp seventh rounder at this point.
I think by the end of the year, he's probably going to be a household name.
That if
NFL.
He develops into something. Really?
Yeah. Let's make that bet. You think training camp guy, I say household name in the NFL.
Yeah,
let's
I think he's got a chance to be a nice player, but I'm not counting on
the problem with Clyde Edwards-Helaire, though, in this write-up about the running backs, is that he has not benefited from this new young offensive line that's in front of him right now. He averaged the same 2.2 yards after contact in 2021 that he did in 2020, barely half of the 3.7 yards after contact he averaged in his junior season for LSU. And while I think that's important, I look at that and I think to myself, wow, is the game too fast, too quick? Is the hitting too hard for Clyde Edwards-Helaire? Where in college, he was better than everybody else, so that wasn't a factor. Has he reached that that line?
Does it not translate
in the NFL? Yeah. Does it not translate because of the talent level that he's facing in the NFL? He's got to find a way to get over that. He's got to find a way to get past that and do more after he gets hit. And sometimes it takes a couple of years for guys to adjust into the NFL and what's going to be different about college. Like in college, he could probably just shoo dudes off because they weren't going to the NFL. Now he's in the NFL trying to shoo guys off, but they don't get shooed off because they're NFL players and they're quicker and they're faster and they're stronger and they hit harder. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire, to me, hasn't adjusted to that. He's got a better offensive line in front of him now. He's got a better offensive line than he did in college. He should be better after that first point of contact, and he hasn't been. That's concerning, and that's something to watch to see if he has not been able to get his level of play up to the level of what you need in the NFL.
I can't knock the college, though. I mean, he was facing a lot of pros in the SEC.
But they're not all pros.
It wasn't like he was in the MAC or something.
It's true. Yep. But he wasn't all.
Has he elevated his game? No.
No.
Has it looked like the guy that everybody called the perfect fit for this offense? No.
But we talked about it last week, you know, Eric Bieniemy taking some responsibility for that and saying, look, we haven't exactly utilized him in the right spots either and utilized him properly. And I said last week, I appreciate that. I do appreciate that. I think they need to utilize him more, maybe in that passing game, maybe in that screen game. I think that's where Clyde Edwards-Helaire can be successful. If he's not doing good on that first point of contact, put him in an area where he doesn't have to have that first point of contact until maybe 5 or 6 yards down the line.
But definitely falls in that category to me of chip on shoulder. Like, he's got a lot to prove to everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. Not to mention an option year that could be.
Right.
Could be
well, that's not
out
getting
there.
Picked. I mean, there's just no way.
They didn't pick up any this year from players that were good.
Yeah.
I think that's probably out the door. But he's got a lot to prove. Like, mm-hmm. I'm put him in the camp of guys with a lot riding on this season. He's in there too, so let's see if it brings the best out of him and a bunch of guys.
I mean, he's being challenged. I mean, Isaiah Pacheco is the talk of the town in
St.
Joe.
There's no secret that name has been whispered about.
I mean, people at Boudreaux's are talking about this guy, okay?
And then you still have Jones, who's looks like a nice addition.
Mm-hmm.
Jerick McKinnon, who everybody liked last year.
Sure.
That's a group, and if it ain't you, it's going to be one of the other guys. You know what I mean?
Exactly right. And they're not going to cut Pacheco because he get picked up right away. So everybody's watching this kid now because of what the Chiefs did and went out and got him.
So it's pressure filled.
Unless they're hyping him to trade for Max Crosby or something. I don't know.
No, I mean I think they're talking about it. I don't know whether that translates to the season.
Would you trade Isaiah Pacheco right now straight up for Max Crosby?
Yes, I would too.
I think Veach needs to get on that.
Yeah. I would not have fear that he would run roughshod over the AFC West for the next 5 years.
No.
In a Raider uniform. No, I'd take Max Crosby. Mm-hmm. I'd take Max Crosby. I'm just saying it's cool with the hype. He's a physical specimen. If he factors in more than the return game and occasional play in the backfield, I'd be surprised for a rookie seventh round pick.
But if he's better than some of these other guys, they're going to give him the opportunity to go out there and play. I can't wait. See, that's one of those things on Saturday. You're like, what are we going to watch in this preseason game? Which is a good question. Pacheco. It's the Monsters of the Midway. Okay?
No, it's not. Yeah, it's not anymore. It's not anymore. But no, I'm looking forward to seeing him in the preseason. I don't know. That's a lot to jump, Bob. I mean.
Oh, I know. It's a lot to jump. But if he's better than everybody else.
But maybe one guy gets cut and he moves up the pecking order and then you know, you got a chance and you factor in the return game.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I'd just be surprised. I'd be surprised. Plus, I'd think that'd be a bad thing for the CEHs and the Joneses of the world. Like, those didn't work. Now we're going to the seventh round undrafted guy.
Well, if it's the right call, it's the right call.
Our countdown continues towards football.
32 days until football returns in preseason now. Every weekend we will have football until the Chiefs win the Super Bowl later on this year. Was paying attention to everything training camp is going through all the audio for Camp Cliches and some other stuff, and happened to see something that I thought was maybe a bit terrifying, maybe a bit frightening. Killer Trav has brought back the stash. Are we in or are we out on Killer Trav's stash?
Oh, we're definitely in on that. I like it, and I think we should all grow one to support his mustache.
No, that's where I draw the line.
I think your handlebar mustache from back in the day needs to make a comeback. Why not? If Travis can go mustache, anybody can go mustache, right?
I mean, you had a mean handlebar there, Kling. It was Hulk Hogan-esque, the way it just came down perfectly.
It was great, yeah. Is the mustache coming back as a form of irony and fun, or are people actually liking this look? Because not everybody can be Kurt Nelson of the Royals Hall of Fame.
No, there are some people works for. Andy Reid works for.
Andy Reid's another good stash.
You know what I mean? Like, yep. There's some where it's just natural. You would go, if Andy Reid shaved that thing off, you'd be like, what?
Yeah, be like, where did it go? If you're doing your Mount Rushmore of Kansas City mustaches, Kurt Nelson and Andy Reid are up there.
Oh, way up there, yeah.
Who are your other two?
Boy, I don't know. I'm trying to picture others with mustaches. I am too. I don't know.
Right now, who are your other two?
Because you really, I mean, Andy Reid and Kurt Nelson, though, are in a different category. Because if they didn't have the mustache, it would look weird.
Right. What about John Sherman? He wears a stash.
But when you grow the mustache, it looks weird. You know what I mean? Like, Travis growing it looks weird and uncomfortable. The other guys are remove the mustache. That's a totally different category.
Mm-hmm. You think Mahomes should grow a mustache?
To go with that scruffy hair might be a good look.
Good
I don't
look,
know.
Right?
Very good look. Like, who's Matt Carpenter?
Yes, very good mustache. Yes.
No, it's creepy.
No, it's very good.
The one on the Yankees?
For the Yankees,
yeah. Yeah, terrible.
Well, he had a whole beard. You got to shave your beard.
Right,
so
right.
He went mustache.
So he went mustache. It looks awful. Doesn't work. That Nestor guy?
Yeah, he
works.
Looks good. Yeah.
Works.
Yeah.
And now the Yankees do it purely because there's definitely irony there, right? Like, they can't have the rest of it, so they grow the mustache just to be annoying and make a statement.
But who Steve Balboni's probably on that Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Kelsey is not on the Mount Rushmore of mustaches, please. Mad Hungarian, that's a good one.
Well, that's who I initially was channeling when I did my handlebar one.
Yes.
was Al Hrabowski. But
Frank White back in the day had a killer mustache.
A lot of yeah.
70s relievers, I mean.
Yeah, that's just a generic,
Quiz.
Like Dennis Eckersley.
Quisenberry had a
Quiz had a good mustache.
Stash.
Yeah.
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 I was trying to think offhand.
Travis's, though, isn't bad. It isn't bad.
Trey Hillman. I like it. I'd keep it if I'm Trav. I think I'm going to grow mine back just to aggravate my wife. Hmm. For no other reason, right? Yeah, a lot of Trey Hillman's coming in.
I think my wife would make me sleep on the couch if I shaved off the beard and just kept the stash.
There's other reasons.
You're probably right. It's a daily battle. Love you. Appreciate you.
Yeah, Trey's was, yeah.
Trey's was good.
Yeah, I forgot about that one. I mean, look at this one here. I mean, that's the shot.
Tyler Self.
Look at Trey's here. I mean, that's...
Oh, that's a good one.
That's some
That's
quality.
Like a caterpillar dead
that's,
on his lip.
That is
yeah.
some quality.
What the
there.
Hell is that?
I was just thinking, I'm like, I remember he morphed it into the goatee more
yeah.
so.
Jeff King was another good mustache wearer.
Oh, Jeff King. That's a very
good
answer.
That's one from the text
Solid.
Line.
Very
yeah.
good answer. Very
I
good
do
answer.
Like Tyler Self. That makes me laugh.
Dennis Leonard, yes.
Yeah, Leo has a good one, too.
For Travis, he'll keep it. Yeah.
Works.
Looks good on you, though. I know it's August, but
Holmgren never coached here.
A July sports radio topic is now officially dead. We'll get to that next.
This is Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. 610 Sports Radio, your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Try not to bob your head. You can't do it. Can you? You can't do it.
No.
You can't not do it.
I can never do it in correct rhythm, though.
Here, you got it. Back in on a Monday, along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler, Brian Williams, B-Dub, our producer slash musical director.
Nobody even knows the words to this song. That's the thing.
That's it, isn't
it?
Yeah. Okay.
I want to know if you really love me. I don't even know if that's the words.
Maybe it'll
hurt don't me. Hurt me, yeah. Don't
no
hurt
more.
Me. No
love. Maybe it'll hurt. Something like that, right?
Yeah. What a good movie, Night at the Roxbury. We need more like that.
I think we've had plenty like that. But keep them coming. That's fine. Pete Rose sucks.
Yeah, he really does. Okay. This guy's a jerk on so many levels now.
We've all you've had to endure a lot of summers of sports talk radio all over the country.
Or the new sports talk radio host is going to make an impact on his first day. Let me tell you why Pete Rose belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Done.
Over. Yeah, over. That conversation
and
is
I
done.
used to be in the camp of like put him in.
I was up until 24 hours ago.
He sucks. He just sucks.
He's a pig.
So he goes back to Philadelphia this weekend, which had been postponed, not because of COVID, but also in like 2017, they tried to do this. They're like, nope, Pete Rose too hot. Can't do it.
But I don't understand. They're honoring the 80 team in 2022. So this had to be a COVID holdover, right? Like, they were probably going to honor him in 2020, cardboard fans, and then, you know, so they wanted to pick when they could get everybody right together.
Supposedly 2017 was the first time they discussed having this together, and they had to scrap plans.
Getting ready for the 40th anniversary.
Okay, so they scrapped it in 2017. A woman had alleged that Pete Rose had sex with her when she was a minor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To which Pete Rose didn't say he didn't, but he said he only had it with her in Ohio. Like, that makes it okay.
Well, and he said she was 16 and they didn't cross state lines.
Right.
She had asserted they crossed state lines too. And he said, no, only in Ohio, and I thought she was 16. That was his defense.
Great. First defense. Of all, nice defense, great Peter. Defense.
And so they bring a Pete back, and they're having a you know, kind of press gathering or whatever, and topic turns to this. So a reporter from the Philadelphia Inquirer asked Pete Rose about what had happened. Quote, "Who cares about what happened 50 years ago?" Rose said. "You weren't even born. You shouldn't be talking about it because you weren't born. If you don't know a damn thing about it, don't talk about it." Okay?
Wait, so if you were not alive when something happens, you're not allowed to have an opinion or a thought about that?
Correct.
Okay.
According to Pete.
Now that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Alex Coffey is the reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer. She tweets this. "I asked Pete Rose what he would say to people who say his presence here sends a negative message to women." Uh-huh. His response, quote, "No, I'm not here to talk about that. Sorry about that. It was 55 years ago, babe."
There you go. Chauvinistic.
He dropped a babe.
Mm-hmm.
To which, brilliantly, the Association for Women in Sports Media sends out a statement. "The Association for Women in Sports Media applauds Philadelphia Inquirer reporter Alex Coffey and other members of the media for asking about the Phillies' decision to honor Pete Rose, despite previous claims he had sexual relationships with underage girls. There is no statute of limitations for accountability. Pete Rose is right about one thing," he said today. "It's been 55 years since the reported inappropriate relationships, and times have changed. It's no longer acceptable to call a reporter babe."
Absolutely true.
Fantastic statement.
What a statement by them. That was great. Pete, I laughed at that and smiled. I'm like, way to go.
So Pete gets through this. And instead of being just kind of, okay, humble and whatever, he takes to the TV booth.
No sense of anything.
And doesn't realize he can't curse on TV.
"So said, Tony, congratulations. What did you hit?" And Tony says, "Joe, I hit a high fastball." And Joe didn't know what to say. Joe said, "No."
That's looped out to right field.
You change the subject real quick on that loop out to right field.
I'm just describing the action. I'm
pretty sure we don't have a 7-second delay, so.
Ooh.
Pete sucks.
Yeah, he really does. He sucks. He's a chauvinistic pig.
I'm not.
Who goes on TV and drops two curse words.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Yeah. And if you want to hear the thing without being edited, you can find it. It's all over the internet.
Yeah.
To hear what he said, because you're probably like, what high fastball?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I
one of George Carlin's, a couple of George Carlin's, seven dirty words.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's true. Yeah. Yes. One of them. Yeah. I used to be put him in the Hall of Fame. I'm like, he served his time everything.
Yeah. No, he's just a terrible person.
Yeah, he's just a jerk. Like, I don't want that guy associated with baseball anymore. Baseball probably did the right thing years and years ago by never allowing him back in. And after yesterday's performance, if I'm Major League Baseball, I'm saying, we're done.
We've seen enough.
We're done. Thanks.
Thank you.
We're done. No more exceptions. No, this guy is banned. Okay? See you later. Thanks for coming. You had an opportunity for the first time since, what was it, the 99 All-Star game where he was invited back to a baseball event, right? You had an opportunity to be an upstanding citizen, full of class, humble, apologetic, eat some humble pie, admit some wrongdoings, but he didn't. He did not do any of that. He does not have any sense of self right now. He believes that that behavior is okay. He doesn't believe that he's done anything wrong, which is a big reason why he's not in the Hall of Fame. Gambling on baseball is one of the cardinal sins of Major League Baseball. He violated that rule. Like some of these steroid guys who never admitted that they took steroids, right? Just admit it. You move on. Everybody's happy. You can't be adamant about it. You've got to go out there and say and understand that you did some things that aren't appropriate. And until Pete Rose is willing to do that, we're going to be sitting in this type of situation. His performance yesterday was just deplorable. Just embarrassing.
In fact, they were back to celebrate the 80 championship team. I think that's a forfeit, that thing.
Yeah,
I don't
agree.
Know who they play that year. Yeah. I don't know. Who'd they have in that World Series? Whoever they played in that World Series deserves that title.
Right.
Oh, wait, it's the Royals.
I think they should forfeit.
The Royals should get this. The Royals should get 80 as well.
Yeah. It's not about using curse words either, as the text line's like. It's about using curse words on television. Time and place. And then calling a reporter babe? Like, what are you doing? You sexist, misogynistic person.
He just sucks. You were laughing because we were each thinking about how we'd address the topic, and I said, I'm just going to go with Pete Rose sucks. And you're like, oh, I guess that's as good as good description. Again, like, I'm not defending the hit king, any of that crap. He's just a bag. Yeah, I don't like him.
I don't either, man. Yeah. Lost a lot of respect for Pete Rose over the last 24 hours. Not that I had a whole ton of respect for Pete Rose, but, I mean, you had an opportunity to be a normal human being. And you didn't.
Was it a drunky laugh he had going on, too? Yeah. I'm not sure.
And Joe didn't know what to say. Joe said, no.
That's looped out to right field.
Castellanos to left. Pete, you're done. Let's just cross him off then, please. So no more bringing it up in July. When it's a slow day, sports talk.
You can't do it anymore.
Say, what do you think? Pete Rose of the Hall of Fame. 913-586. No, done.
No, done.
Done.
Nope.
Done.
Go
done,
back
done.
To your Mount Rushmores.
Yes, back to Rushmores already in progress.
What are the Mount Rushmores of sports talk topics in June now that we can't talk about Pete Rose?
Mount Rushmores of mustaches. That's fine.
Yeah.
Go back to that. The kids are playing for the Royals. But it doesn't yet equate to the future. Next.
You're listening to Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 to hear from Royals skipper Mike Matheny on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Fun weekend of baseball.
Did you see Major League Baseball on Saturday had its largest attendance combined since opening day of 2019?
Since opening day of 2019, the biggest combined crowds
more
of everybody?
People, yeah, more people went to a baseball game on a day than since opening day 2019. You had really good series, though, Josh. You had the Padres and Dodgers. You had the Cardinals and you had the Yankees. You had the Mets and the Braves. I mean, you had some marquee series in Major League Baseball. It's good that people went out to the ballpark and saw that. I thought that was a pretty cool stat. Well, obviously you had 2020, which nobody went to, and then 2021 was half seasons. But it's good to know that, hey, people are starting to go back to the ballpark. If you've got some compelling games down the stretch and compelling series down the stretch, people are going to go. This is directly the impact of adding that extra wild card team. Every team, for the most part, thinks they have a chance. And if you have a chance and it's good out, weather-wise, you're going to go to the ball game.
Who knew Royals Red Sox would fall into that mode, too?
Three balls, two strikes. Base is empty, two out. High fly ball, deep center. Back goes Duran to the wall and gone. There was the mistake. There was the good swing. There was a Royals victory.
Prado with the walk-off on Saturday, and apparently Denny predicted another one.
As I said, it only takes one mistake from the pitcher. One good swing. 4-4 tie. The pitch. Missed away. He took something off the pitch. Prado did not go for it. So the count fills out to 3-2. Michael A. Taylor wondering if he will have a chance to hit here in the bottom of the ninth. Three balls, two strikes. Base is empty, two out. High fly ball, deep center. Back goes Duran to the wall and gone. There was the mistake.
All it takes is one mistake. We're going to hit here. Can we?
Danny was ready to go.
Yeah. So Prado has the walk-off. Royals win 3-4. Have a really nice weekend set.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people I heard from this weekend, like, so excited. Back on, I mean, you can look at our text line, too, after Vern's postgame. Like, they're back. Royals are back.
Every Twitter, day, Royals if they win, back. They're back. If they lose, they suck. It's crazy.
Twitter was like, Royals are back. The kids are playing. The Royals are back. I heard from friends this weekend. I don't know. I'm pretty excited about this. This looks like slow down.
We want it so bad.
I don't want to be negative, but like slow down. I think it was a collision of planets. You had Hosmer here this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You saw him with Salvi. They played highlights all weekend of Hosmer. You felt great about it. You're like, oh my gosh, Hosmer. Oh wow, look at the baby face when he was called up.
My daughter looked at him. She goes, "Oh, he's hot." I'm like, "Oh."
And look at the team bond that he had with. Yeah. And I feel like it was a little bit. Then it became a little bit forced to me. Like it became forced. Like, well, you never know. These guys could be the. Maybe they can. All this is doing right now to me is making it palatable to consume. You're playing all the young kids right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're watching them have a little bit of success. Maybe you're winning some games. Maybe you're not. I don't know. It's a more enjoyable product for the now. Doesn't necessarily equate to fast start in April, staying in the mix. Right. All those end goal things that I want to have happen. I don't want to fall for the act. Mm-hmm. I don't want to fall for the end of season. Oh my gosh, they were going in September, man. Look out. Those things rarely pan out. Now, they did in 13, right? Mm-hmm. End of 13 did translate into 14.
Well, not really. It took until, like, All-Star break 14, and Raul Abanez coming
in. Yeah,
in,
yeah. I know? Mean, they needed the pep talk at that point in time. I wish there's a direct correlation. Like, this, what they're doing now together will equate to great chemistry, blah, 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 fast start being in it in April and May. I don't know that it does. I wish it did. All it equates to right now is it's a lot of fun. I'd rather watch these young guys go out and make mistakes and have fun than what I was seeing before. But I don't know if it's going to equate to more April and May wins, which I ultimately want to have happen out of this whole thing.
Yeah, a friend of mine sent me a text yesterday. They go, the Royals are 15-15 in their last 30. I responded back and I said, I wish that was their first 30. If they went 15-15 in their first 30 games of the season, we would have been talking about a team last week going, okay, what are we going to do? Are we going to make any additions? What is this ownership going to show us? This is the first time they're really in competition. I mean, you look at the division right now. If this club was just .500, they'd be right in the middle of this thing. If they were just 55-55, they'd be right in the middle of this thing just a couple of games back. I mean, you look at the White Sox are two back, and they're only two games over .500. And if this team was right in the middle of this thing at just .500, we'd be talking about a team that maybe has a shot to compete this year. Maybe they're ahead of schedule. Instead, we're talking about a team that's winning games right now, but I don't know if that's going to carry over to April and May. And that's what I've got to see. I can't allow myself to get excited by what happens in August and September anymore because we've done this for the last 3 years. August and September have looked really good. We get excited about it, and then April and May happen, and we're out of the race before Memorial Day even happens. And so I think what it does, though, is it shows a couple of things. Number one, they went out and beat a team that was competing for the playoffs right now in the Boston Red Sox. Even though they were below .500 right now, they weren't when they got in here, and they were competing for the postseason. The Royals, Royals did a nice job with them over the weekend, right? But I think what it also shows from a fan's perspective that we're buying in after a weekend series with the Red Sox is that fans want this so bad. Like, fans want a winner in baseball in this town more than I think they want anything in sports. They're dying for it. They're craving it. And yes, 15 wasn't that long ago, but it's getting to the point now where it was long enough, and we want to get back to that winning. That should send a message to ownership as well. You know, there were, 20,000 fans out there on Saturday night watching this team play baseball, right? And they're 20 games under .500. And it was 143 degrees in the shade, right? On no level should that kind of crowd be out there watching a baseball team that's not winning ball games play. But that's how dedicated Royals fans are. And to see half the stadium filled up for a meaningless game in August when it's hot out is a sign that if you give us just something that resembles and is close to a winner, we're going to support the hell out of this ball club and have shown it. And I think Kansas City has done an amazing job supporting a ball club that hasn't deserved their support for a very long time. I'm dating back to the 90s and early 2000s. Like, this town has always supported that ball club. Ownership should look at that and go, dang, they're coming out to watch this ball club right now. If we make an investment on a pitcher or a player here in free agency, and that can help get us over the hump, what's it going to be like then? They've got a golden opportunity here this offseason as ownership to show the fans what they're willing to do, because fans still at 20,000 a game going out and watching this ball club. That's really good. You're 20 some games under 500 and the fans are still supporting you. So it shows you how bad Royals fans truly want it and are willing to go out and spend and support to watch a team that's 20 under 500. Imagine a team that's 500 fighting for it right now. That would be the place to be. That would be like Carl Peterson days back at Arrowhead in the 90s.
I wish I could be as forward thinking as some of you are, which are like, wow, this is going to translate to, I don't know,
but
it is.
We've said this the last 3 years.
I don't know that it is. I don't know. I know it's fun right now.
It's great.
And I'll watch
it right
now, and it makes it consumable right now.
I mean, there's still 21 under 500.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. Give me April, May.
Mm-hmm.
Show it to us. Show it to us then. Be in it. Not play yourself out of it in the first month.
And you can play, you can't win the division in the first month, but you can play yourself right out of the division in the first month. That's why it's so important. You've got to have a good April. You've got to have a good May.
So Eric Hosmer was back this weekend. Hit a lot of balls to the track. He was probably like, "Damn, this ballpark is big."
Mm-hmm.
A lot of warning track car.
He couldn't smoke it out of here. It was close a couple times.
Tried,
but you had another kind of observance of Hosmer.
Yeah, it's funny. Our friend Kathy out in San Diego, who listens to the show, sent me a message. She goes, "What are all the Padre fans blaming now? Is the Padres get swept by the Dodgers because Eric Hosmer was the guy? Anytime something would go wrong, it was Eric Hosmer's fault out there. You know, if it rained in San Diego, it wasn't the weather, man. It was Hosmer's fault. He did that. You know, Hosmer caused the Chargers to move to L.A. and leave the city. In fact, according to San Diegans, I don't know what the correct pronunciation is of that, Eric Hosmer was responsible for the Clippers moving to Los Angeles. He's responsible for everything bad that has ever happened in San Diego, according to Padre fans. And I chuckled a little bit. I said, you know what's interesting about that? The Padres now aren't going to win the World Series because they don't have a scapegoat. Think about every team that you've ever rooted for, no matter what level, no matter what sport. There's always been that one guy that the fans don't like, whether it's Omar Infante, Alex Rios, Daniel Sorensen, you know, whoever the case may be. Who was the guy for KU that nobody liked and then turned it on and was a draft pick now in the NFL?
David McCormick.
Yeah, in the NBA. David McCormick didn't like him. Every time your team wins a championship, think back, there's always that guy that everybody hates, everybody dumps on, everybody uses as the scapegoat. Teams need that guy to take the pressure off of everybody else. Eric Hosmer was that guy. Since he's been traded, they've won one game, and they were swept by the Dodgers over the weekend. That's not a good look. They traded the wrong guy. They need their scapegoat back in San Diego.
Need somebody to blame?
Yeah, you got to have somebody who's going to blame and take the blame. What was the last team that you won a championship with that didn't have a scapegoat? Just your team. I'm not asking you to think about some other teams because you don't know, but your team. Like Daniel Sorensen was the scapegoat.
Well, he came
right?
later, but he wasn't really in 19, though.
Yeah, I think he kind of was.
He became that later.
I'd Ben Neiman then. Right?
I suppose.
Yeah, Ben Neiman, Dan Sorensen, they were scapegoats. People were dumping on them.
But you forgave it because you're winning?
Yeah. You didn't forgive it, but you needed somebody to blame. You know, no matter what went wrong, with somebody else's fault.
It got a lot worse for Dan Sorensen.
Oh, it definitely got worse. Okay. And it would have gotten worse for Infante and Rios had they stayed a little bit longer.
Trade Hosmer back. You need, if you're going to win a title, you need Hosmer back in your team.
Yeah.
Moulton.
But he wouldn't be the scapegoat here. He wouldn't be the scapegoat here.
Oh, not even close. Not even close.
People love him here. It's funny how you go from a revered, loved human being to somebody who you're blaming for everything that goes wrong.
And he's lucky he's only going to experience a tail end of a season with Boston. He could be that in Boston.
He could be that in Boston.
He could be that in Boston.
That's what I'm saying. If I'm him, I'm opting out.
Yeah, you're out. You're
screw
not gonna,
that.
You're
going
to do a whole season there because then you'll get playing for the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Time now for today's cliches from camp.
Well, hello. Guess who's back? Back again for another year of cliches from camp. It is me, yours truly, the British woman. And now, another edition of Cliches from Camp.
We got some characters on our team now.
Can you explain that question?
The beauty of it is, it's training camp. You live and learn each and every day, and there's always a lesson.
It's a dog day, so that's when they really come together as a team, as a unit. So I'm kind of proud of where we're at. We had a good day today, but we're not where we want to be still, so I'm working every single day to try to get better.
First and foremost, they're all great back.
Things happen in life, meaning every play is not going to be your best play.
Shoot, you challenge me every day, so every day it's a mission. Like, what are we doing today? How can we get better? How fast? How hard can we play? So I'm always up for the challenge.
He's got a lot of juice out of his stance.
You always have goals. You always have expectations. Those can change on a day-to-day basis.
You got to be a guy that's going to contribute and bring value to the team.
You got to dig down deep and find a way to get stops.
He brings a lot of leadership.
So every single day, we're learning from each other, trying to feed off of each other, just trying to get 1% better.
Hard to say until he gets his Kalisha's gone him to go full go. That's when I'll really get to see. But he's been showing great promises so far.
Every day is not going to be perfect.
I just want to go in, execute at a high level, have fun, and I'm just trying to build from the ground up.
In time, everything will tell for itself.
We're in a good spot right now, but there's always room for improvement. We always try to get better than yesterday, so I feel like we're going the right direction.
Bert's a football player.
Just trying to stop the ball through the line of scrimmage and make the ball bounce.
Don't second guess yourself. Follow your coaching, trust yourself, and just play.
I've got a lot of vet guys.
When you get that sweet spot of holding a double team and nothing's moving behind, you're not moving backwards, it's a real nice feeling.
You got to make sure you get out of there a little bit quicker.
I'm not passing judgment on anyone.
Wow.
Cliches from camp. Delicious like tea and crumpets. Come back tomorrow for another edition of Cliches from Camp.
There's your weekend edition. A full another week ahead. Just get 1% better each and every day.
Was anybody in the crown section yesterday that may be listening by chance?
Why is that?
Did you see like alcohol compliance had to come over and talk to a guy?
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Look at this picture. You got alcohol compliance. You got the police and the canine unit. And you got another police officer down there. And they're like all behind home plate when like Kyle Isbell's getting ready to go up to bat in the eighth inning. If anybody was down there and knows what was going on, I'd like to know.
A few, huh?
I mean, you got alcohol compliance rolling out and a cowboy hat on a Sunday afternoon. You had yourself a day.
I was going to say, that looked like they brought the whole cavalry there.
Yeah.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I did not see that. I only saw that.
I was watching in the eighth inning, too. I must have missed that.
He yelled something at the Red Sox center fielder. He was a little.
He's a little heated.
He wanted to go fight you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Something about bottle caps or something. Don't they take away the bottle caps when you get a beer now?
If we were throwing stuff at people or what.
Don't throw stuff at players. That's not cool.
Don't be doing that. Or that he dropped a pop fly in the sun.
Yeah. You can boo, you can mock, you can hiss, you can make fun of him, but don't throw things.
I just remember Keller was coming back out for the seventh, and then when commercial came back, he wasn't coming out.
No, he wasn't there. Clarkie was there.
It's kind of disappointed.
Good outing, though, from Keller.
Really good outing, yeah.
Great outing. Can we do this in April and May?
That would be good. and have the 13 runs to go with it, too.
Yes.
That was a little more of the problem, wasn't it?
Should they have saved some runs?
Yeah, they should have. Should have saved runs. Got a doubleheader tomorrow, man. You can't be just blowing out 13 runs just for
fun. Against the White Sox. Should have stopped at 8.
Backed off. Mm-hmm. So they were going to carry these over to tomorrow.
That's right.
Did they get donuts yesterday? 13 runs?
No, that's 12 hits.
I know. Someone pointed that out to me on Twitter yesterday.
No, they
joked. I said, 13 runs, donuts, donuts. Like, that wasn't the promotion. I'm like, I know.
We know.
It's
thanks,
been so
coach.
Many years removed, we could just make the promotion whatever we want now, can't we?
There's been a lot of thanks, coaches, on the text line.
A lot of them today.
Take a little joke.
Somebody said your mustache technically wasn't a handlebar. It was a U mustache.
No, it was a handlebar. Thanks, coach.
A lot of that going on.
You'd think it was Wednesday, the way they're
coming
in today.
I don't know how your weekends were. A few of you are angry.
Wow.
A couple people were very angry this morning.
I don't know. Angry text Monday here.
People like mad about us talking about Pete Rose and what a loser he is.
I used to be able to just open. I could open the text line and tell you it was when it was Wednesday.
Today's Monday. Because
it was always really grouchy. Today, though, there's
still
a few.
It's back to school week. It's cloudy. Day game after a night game.
Yes. Or no game. No game after a win game.
Yeah, day off on a Monday. You don't know what to do.
I hope your week goes better, everyone.
Yeah.
Try to help. We're Santu trying to help.
From the text line, at some point, can you start declaring points for the next game? Yeah, actually, in baseball, that's the seventh inning on. You can just carry those over to the next day. That would be cool, though.
We're gonna score more runs, but we're just informing it, and the umpire comes on and goes, just like to inform you. The rest of the runs scored today will carry over to tomorrow.
Okay, so if
and
you do
decided
that
you're going to continue to pile on, you get to carry them over to tomorrow.
Right, but if you do it at the wrong time, the
and
other team
lose.
Comes back and you lose because every
you
run
lose.
Going forward, that's amazing. I like that idea
would
a
that
lot.
Would that be worth tuning in for? I think it would be. It'd be fun.
All right, so you're up 8-3 in the seventh.
Right.
Do you declare from here on 5 runs or more? Everything goes to tomorrow, and then you lose the game 9-8 because every run you keep scoring, like you scored 5 more, but they don't count for today. They go to, I would love it.
It'd
baseball
be fun strategy,
would be good
wouldn't it?
With that.
It'd be fun strategy.
Let's do that. I love that idea from the text line. Let's go with it.
That'd be fun.
Why not? What do you got to lose?
More games.
Maybe.
So.
Do better. Pitch better in the bullpen.
More
35,000.
Manager's telling you no. I've got enough things to get me fired. I don't want to be carryover run.
Carryover
run decision.
The average attendance on Saturday, we talked about 35,104 fans was the average attendance in baseball
that's
on Saturday.
Real good.
Almost 600,000 fans watch baseball in the stadium on Saturday.
Good.
That's awesome.
Nice job.
That is fantastic. Way to go.
If you missed any of the show today, you can always check it out, 610sports.com or the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download it for free. They're up at camp. Cody and Gold, they come your way next here on 610 Sports Radio.
Talk to you later.
The home for Legend Bob.
Legend Bob, he's an expert on rubbing balls.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.